There's another nice trick trying to think of. It grows mostly down on the creek. Just nearly in my mind, but it grows in the wintertime, right at the fall or wintertime. I think I've not directly.
Do you have a kind of bush that blooms in the late spring and has pink and white flowers and clusters? Laurel, do you know that?
You're thinking of mountain laurel. We don't have it right in this vicinity. Most of it's up on the sides of the mountain and banks of the Tennessee River up there, but right in here we don't.
Okay. What about that large tree that has big green shiny leaves and big white flowers? I think it's the
magnolia?
State.
Magnolia?
Yeah, that's it.
Now there's another one. I don't know where I'm pronouncing it right. Cowcumber.
Is that the same tree?
That has a big white bloom and then has a big old ball on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the magnolia leaves are tougher and greener and a different shape to the cowcumber.
Changing the subject completely now from trees, what would you call a woman whose husband has died?
A widow.
And what if her husband has just run off and left her?
She's still a widow, mama.
Would you ever say grass widow for that?
Yes.
Is that what that means?
Well, I never had to give it much of a thought, but I've always said something about the grass widow.
Mm-hmm.
Our woman, her husband, was too sorry to support her, she was too sorry for him to stay with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call a name that a child was known by just in its family? That's its...
surname or given name?
Well, no, this is just a name that it's maybe his friends call him, but it's not his real name. That's his...
Well, that's a nickname, like a buddy, a sister, or Jack, or something like that.
What is something on wheels that you put a baby in and it can lie down and you can take it outside?
That's a carriage.
And if you're taking it out, what do you say you're going to do to the baby?
I'm going to carry it by rolling it in the carriage.
All right. If a woman is going to have a baby, you say that she's what? Going to
be confined.
Any other way of saying that?
Let's see. They're looking for an offspring.
Mm-hmm. Is there a joking term for it?
Well, there's always some kind of joke, some of them feasible and some of them not.
Well,
the old lady's going to bring me another mouth to feed.
Do you ever say she swallowed something?
Yeah, you're talking about when she's starting this thing, you see one that's showing we're carrying a child. Well, I guess she swallowed a pumpkin seed.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, what would you call the woman you might send for?
Midwife.
All right. And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy?
Just like his daddy.
Suppose they have...
Chip off the old block.
Yeah. Suppose they have the same mannerisms, you'd say he...
He took after his daddy.
All right. And if to a naughty child, you might say you're going to get a...
Get a thrashing or a spanking, you little brat, you.
Which is worse?
Well, I don't know. A shipman that I was talking to you about, you know, about being funny and about the syrup, you know. Now, he never whipped his child out at one of those boys whenever they done anything wrong. He'd say to him, said, now, tomorrow at dinner time, just after we eat, I'm going to give you a whipping. Or just before bedtime. Maybe day after tomorrow. And he never whipped one while he was angry. He would.